Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I am Tom, and today we're having some fun. And today we're talking about something called gashapon. I hope I said that right, because that's not really an English word. It's a Japanese word that is describing a new kind of toy that lots of people are getting obsessed about. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Gashapon are these things that you can buy from vending machines, and gashapon also describes the machines themselves.
I think part of the fun of this particular vending machine is you put money in and you have no idea what you're going to get out of it,
wow.
Right? So it's kind of a big surprise. It's like buying a lottery ticket and you're just hoping you get a good toy.
Life is like a gashapon machine.
Yeah.
You never know what you're going to get. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, the joy of gashapon toys. So let's get to it. Let's talk about gashapon and find out what this is all about.
Gashapon vending machines can be found in shopping malls and outside convenience stores throughout Taiwan. These fun little boxes are packed with egg-shaped capsules, each of which contains a toy. Though the different toys are displayed on the gashapon, customers won't know which one they will get until they insert some coins. Give the knob a twist and crack open the capsule. The word gashapon is the brand trademark of Bandai, a Japanese toy-making and video game company, and can be used to refer to both the machines and the toys themselves. It comes from the sounds the machine makes. Gasha, as the mechanism turns, and pon, as the capsule drops out. Such vending machines are not unknown in other countries, but it's the Japanese versions that have really become a sensation. There are several reasons for gashapon being a big hit. For one thing, Japanese gashapon toys are usually high quality compared to their equivalents in other countries. The material is superior, and the toy designs are exquisite. For another, the toys are often based on popular manga comics, allowing fans to own little models of their favorite characters. Finally, the great variety of the toys makes them extremely collectible. Fans feel a childlike anticipation when approaching a gashapon, hoping to get the final toy to complete their collections. Of course, you could always buy or trade for the missing toy in specialty stores, but most collectors prefer the excitement of trying their luck. This appeals to kids and adults alike, meaning that gashapon are sure to delight young and old for years to come.
Okay, the moment you have waited for is now here. We are going to discuss the contents of today's lesson in detail. It's our unit on fun today, and the title is The Joy of Gashapon Toys. Here's the first sentence. It says, gashapon vending machines can be found in shopping malls and outside convenience stores throughout Taiwan. Now, that is true. I've seen these machines in all sorts of places. They had it at Jalafu, the Carefor Center in Sindian. As you're coming down the escalator, there's a couple of sets or racks of these machines there. But in any case, a machine that sells something, you put money in the machine and then you get something back, is called a vending machine. To vend means to sell, and vending machines include machines that sell soda, and in this case, gashapon toys.
Yeah, if you go to the parks here in Taiwan, you'll typically run into vending machines that have water for sale, tea, sports drinks, that sort of thing. Sometimes they have soda pop. I love vending machines. My favorite vending machine, I'll be honest, is a machine where you can put the coin in and get a piece of gum. I love bubble gum. I know, I'm an adult, and I still love bubble gum.
Cool.
But I love vending machines. They're really convenient. Well, these can be found in different places throughout Taiwan. These fun little boxes are packed with egg-shaped capsules. If you're packed with something, it means you have a lot of that thing inside. I could say my apartment is packed with plants. It really has a lot of plants inside.
Or I could say, eat your vegetables, kids. They are packed with vitamins and minerals.
Oh, that's good for you. A capsule is a little container that is, in fact, shaped kind of like an egg sometimes. If you see a rocket that is shot off to the moon or into outer space, they'll have a part that's called a capsule as well. It's a container. So these are shaped, and we're telling you what they look like here by saying they're egg-shaped. That's what it looks like. So each of these containers or capsules contains a toy. That's the fun part of this.
Mm-hmm. Another example of a capsule would be a cold capsule. Medicines come in capsules, etc. So yes, you put the money in the vending machine, and you get this capsule that contains a toy.
Mm.
Now, though the different toys are displayed on the Gashapon, customers won't know which one they will get until they insert some coins. Then they give the knob a twist, and then they crack open the capsule. This is true. The Gashapon machines have pictures of the toys there. They'll show the whole set of toys there. So they are displayed on the Gashapon. You can see them there. But you're not going to know which toy you're going to get. You will know after you insert the coins, twist the knob, and then open the capsule. Now, here we have the verb to insert, and we use this to talk about various things, but right now the only thing I can think of is inserting coins in a slot in a vending machine or in a video machine. If you're in an arcade, the screen will say, insert coins. I suppose there are other places you can insert things as well.
Sure. If you're going home and you want to get inside your apartment, you'll take your key and insert it into the lock, right? Or here, of course, we're talking about putting money into something. So you're placing or fitting something into something else. So you insert some coins, give the knob a twist. The knob is the round part or the handle that you just turn, usually towards the right. Typically, that's how you turn a knob. You twist it, so you turn it sharply, and then you can crack open the capsule. Since they're shaped like eggs, I think it's fun that we're saying you crack open the capsule. You just kind of bend it in half and it comes apart.
Right. And other kinds of knobs would be a doorknob, for example, which you put your hand on to open the door. And a twist. You could twist your ankle, for example. Be careful. If you're running, you might twist your ankle.
Ow.
And crack, that's the sound it makes there when you open that capsule. Well, in any case, you might be wondering what the heck this word means, Gashapon. Where does it come from? It's not an English word. It's a Japanese word. But the word Gashapon is the brand trademark of Bandai, which is a Japanese toy making and video game company. And this word Gashapon can be used to refer to both the machines and the toys themselves. So refer to, that means that's what it's talking about. That's the label that it is attached to. So yes, Gashapon, it does mean the machine itself. Hey, there's a Gashapon over there. Or it can also refer to the actual toy. Hey, let me see your Gashapon. What did you get?
A trademark of a company can be a symbol or a word, or even multiple words, several words. They legally belong to that particular company. You kind of apply to the government and you say, we want to make this our trademark, and then nobody else can use it legally. So that's their trademark. You could also say it's the brand name of Bandai, this Japanese toy making and video game company. And it says here it can be used to refer, if you refer to something, you mention it, or you direct someone's attention to something. You could also say it describes the machines and the toys themselves, or it can stand for something. So we use this word Gashapon to talk about the toy itself and the machine. So it's used for both things. It's the trademark.
And again, gasha is the sound the machine makes when you turn that knob. Gasha, I guess that's how they describe this in Japanese. I think in Chinese you'd say maybe kacha or something like that. I'm not really sure what we would say in English to describe that sound. Click, click or something? Or
I don't know.
I'm not quite sure. But in any case, if you're using this machine and you want it to produce some kind of result, then you need what is called a mechanism. It's a system of parts that are working together in a machine. Okay, so that's the mechanism. You put the coin in, you turn the knob, and then something opens, and then the capsule falls out. That's all part of a mechanical process, a mechanism.
Right. It comes from the word machine, machinery. So that part of it, it turns, and pawn, that sound that they have at the end of the word, is the sound that the capsule makes when it drops out. Or I could say drops down, I guess.
Yeah. Something like that. Pong. I guess I would say plop myself.
Plop, bum.
In English, P-L-O-P, plop.
Or bong.
Yeah, or snap or something. I'm not quite sure, but the Japanese words here seem to describe it pretty well. Her gashapon.
Yeah,
okay, so that describes this whole process here. And such vending machines are not unknown in other countries. In other words, they're not only in Japan, they're not only in Taiwan. We've got them in the U.S. as well, too. But there are these versions, the Japanese versions, have become a big sensation. Nobody makes these machines. Nobody makes vending machines like the Japanese do. They are the vending machine kings.
They're masters at vending machines. The Japanese actually sell just about everything in a vending machine that you can think of.
Yeah, I heard that's one of their complaints when they go to America. It's like, their vending machines only sell drinks here.
Cigarettes.
What a backward country. I'm going back to Japan.
Or newspapers. But, yeah, the Japanese sell all sorts of things in vending machines.
And, again, we're talking about Japanese versions of these machines. A version is just a form of something that may be different, the form of something that differs in respects from something else from an earlier form. So, like, vending machines have different versions in North America than they do in Japan and Taiwan. They're just different. They have different kinds or different versions.
Yeah, we use version to talk about a particular form of something, software, a document. Sometimes I have the wrong version of a document. Maybe it's an older version and you need the newer version. It says here that they've really become a sensation. A sensation is something that's getting a lot of attention. There's a lot of excitement and interest about it. I remember when Krispy Kreme donuts first came to Taiwan back in December of 2013. Wow! It was a big sensation.
It was?
And people would stand in line for 4 hours.
I didn't hear that.
I refused to stand. Actually, it was still 3 hours long, even back in March, so it's just been ridiculous.
I thought there was a big sensation when Mr. Donut came to Taiwan back in, 2006 or something like that.
Oh, so you haven't been over to Taipei 101 area.
I haven't, no, but I try to avoid sweet foods anyway.
That's
it's not good for you, but in any case, I guess it caused a big stir.
It caused
a big commotion, a big sensation. And we'll continue talking about gashapon or the gashapon sensation in just a second. Let's listen now to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要介绍的主题呢是扭蛋贩卖机。我们就来看一下第一个空格的句子，它写着 These fun little boxes are packed with egg-shaped capsules. Each of blank one contains a toy. 在这里提到呢，这些装满了一些有趣东西的蛋形胶囊 capsules。Each of blank one. 要注意的是，前面是完整的句子，有主词跟动词，后面呢，还有一个动词 contains, 可是在逗号后面却没有连接词，所以在这里我们需要一个关系代名词来代替前面提到的这些 capsules, 代表着每一个胶囊里面都含有一个玩具。那么在这里代替事物，我们使用的关系代名词就是 which, 所以第一题我们答案选 D, which。再来看一下后面的句子。Though the different toys are displayed on the gashapon, customers won't know which one they will get. Blank two, they insert some coins.Give the knob a twist and crack open the capsule. 如果你曾经去玩过扭蛋机，你就会知道，要直到你投入硬币，转一下，把胶囊打开来，你才会知道你得到的玩具是哪一种类型。 在这里要请同学特别注意的是 won't know which one they will get， 这里需要一个连接词 until， 在英文里面 not 点点点 until， 中文要解释成为直到怎么样才怎么样，直到你做了这些动作之后，你才会知道自己拿到了哪一种玩具。所以第二题我们答案选 B until。第三个空格的句子写着 Such vending machines are not blank 3 in other countries, but it's the Japanese versions that have really become a sensation. 这里的意思是说，这样子的贩卖机啊，其实在其他的国家并不是怎么样的，但是呢，却是日本版的扭蛋贩卖机造成了轰动 ，become a sensation， 表示其实这一类的贩卖机在其他国家也是有的，所以在这里我们就说 are not unknown in other countries， 并非无人知晓的意思。所以第三题我们答案就选 B unknown。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson for today. And you might be wondering why Gashapon is such a big sensation, why it's such a big hit. Well, there are many reasons. There are several reasons for Gashapon being a big hit. For one thing, one reason is that Japanese Gashapon toys are usually high quality compared to their equivalents in other countries. Actually, this can be said about a lot of things that are made in Japan. Lots of things from Japan are extremely high quality. Japanese cars are always rated way up there at the top.
Yeah.
Japanese cameras, Japanese electronics, they're usually of very high quality compared to their equivalents or their counterparts in other countries. So if you compare...toys, Gashapon toys in Japan with the toys that are made in, say, I don't know, Germany or, well, I shouldn't say Germany, maybe Spain or something.
India.
There's just no comparison. It's like night and day. The Japanese things are so much better. They're such higher quality.
Yeah, you usually have to pay for the quality, but, you know, those things last longer, so it's kind of nice. I remember...When I was growing up, people would get Sony Walkmans, and they would last forever. And I used mine a lot. And it still lasted a very long time. Now, if you're talking about an equivalent to something else, it means something that's similar, very equal. I could say 1 kilometer is equivalent to 1 mile. I could say 1.6 kilometers is equivalent to 1 mile.
That sounds right.
I do a lot of walking around this place, so I'm always...trying to figure out how far I walked in miles. So it does really have some really wonderful things to brag about. These toys are really nice.
They certainly are. And if you want to have toys, you need something called material or materials. It can be both countable and non-countable. Usually it's non-count. So the material is what these toys are made of, the plastic, the paint,the metal, the little parts. It's superior, which means better than other things. And the toy designs are exquisite, which means they are very beautiful and they're highly detailed. Lots of things are exquisite. You can buy an exquisite Gucci bag, for example, that will cost you a year's salary.
Oh, yeah, they're very expensive. You can also use superior as a noun if someone is your superior.They are a higher rank than you are. Maybe your boss, you could call your boss your superior because you report to him or her. So here it's being used as an adjective, it's superior. The opposite of superior is inferior. So you don't want to be inferior or feel inferior is a bad thing too, to feel like you're less than something or someone else. So it just means higher in quality or rank.And the toy designs are being described as exquisite, beautiful, delicate. I find that the pottery that it comes from China and Taiwan, the Chinese pottery, is exquisite. It's just gorgeous to me. So
It's very well done. It's delicate. It's beautiful. I'm sure they spend a lot of time on the designs and the painting of these little toys so they look just perfect.
Indeed. And for another reason why they're superior is that they are often based on popular manga comics, or you could say manga, manhwa. Manga is the Japanese word for comic books. And this allows fans to own little models of their favorite characters. I'm not very well-versed in manga here, but there are all sorts of different comic books that come from Japan, like Oolong Pai Chusuo. I don't know how you say that in Japanese. You could get the characters for that, or Doraemon. You can get all those characters there. Or
Doraemon,
Yeah, Doraemon is how you say it in Japanese, though, so I'm not really sure exactly how you're supposed to say it.
I just
Doraemon.
I just said it in English. You weren't listening.
Oh, you said the English word.
Doraemon.
Doraemon. Okay.
Doraemon.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm in Taiwan here. I say Doraemon. That's how it's usually said here. I don't even know what they say it in Chinese. They changed it a while back.
Oh.
But my daughter reads Attack on Titan. That's a comic book series that is out. And so they have all these different characters. And I'm sure those characters are available in these machines.
Now, notice the last two paragraphs. They're all talking about reasons why Gashapon is a big hit. So when you see these words like for another or finally, and for one thing, they're all reasons why this particular toy is a big hit. So here's our last paragraph. Finally, another reason why they're so great is there's a lot of variety of these toys. You have a lot of different types of toys that you can actually collect. And if you collect something, it means you find something very interesting, something memorable that you want to have for yourself. And usually if something's collectible, there are different versions of what you're collecting. When I was in college, for some reason, I liked to collect pigs.
Pigs?
No, they were little pigs made out of jade and plastic, and I even had an ivory pig, sorry. And I would collect them because I thought they were really cute. Well, they like to collect these toys. Fans feel a childlike anticipation when they approach a gashapon. Anticipation is a feeling of great excitement about the possibility of something happening in the future. For example, before Chinese New Year, children will feel great anticipation that the coming holiday is just around the corner.
What are they going to get for Christmas?
Yeah.
How much money are they going to get in their hongbao? They have this anticipation. And to approach here just means to get closer to something. So when they see the gashapon machine there, my goodness, they've got this childlike anticipation. What am I going to get today? And, of course, they've been collecting all these different characters, and they're hoping that they'll get the final toy, which will complete their collection. That's really wonderful if you can get all the characters for your collection.
Yeah.
I used to do that with baseball cards.
Cool.
'Cause I get the entire set, or hockey cards, or whatever it was. And, of course, you could always buy or trade for the missing toy in specialty stores. That's the easy way to do it. But most collectors prefer the excitement of trying their luck. Trying their luck. Take a chance just to see what happens here. And specialty stores are stores, but they're very special in what they sell. So that's a specialty store, a store that sells these gashapon toys.
Yeah, specialty stores have very unusual things that particular customers are looking for. If you prefer something, it just means you like something better than another thing. If you have a choice, you'll pick this over that. And they like to try their luck. They like to gamble and see what they can get. This appeals to kids and adults alike. So both kids and adults enjoy the whole process of trying their luck, seeing what they can get out of the gashapon machines. So it means that the gashapon are sure to delight young and old for years to come. Young and old are being used as nouns here. And it just means if you delight someone, you make them excited, you cause them great pleasure.
Indeed.
You bring a smile to their face. Yeah.
Sounds like fun. I think after a program, I'm going to go check out those machines.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to buy anything. I don't want to get addicted, but I do want to see what all the fuss is about. Well, that brings us to the end of our program for today. It's time now to listen to our dear Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看到第四个空格的句子写着 There are several reasons blank for Gashapon being a big hit。这里要选出正确的答案，一样要来看一下句子的结构。在 reasons 后面如果用 why 或者是 that， 则是加完整的句子，会有主词跟动词。不过你看一下第四个空格后面，它只是一个名词 Gashapon， 再补充说明 being a big hit。这里要谈的就是扭蛋之所以造成轰动的原因有很多，而 reasons for 后面可以加名词来表示这种原因在哪里，所以第四题我们答案就选 C for。 接着后面句子写着 For one thing, Japanese gashapon toys are usually high quality blank 5 to their equivalents in other countries。为什么会这么轰动呢？其中一个原因就是这些玩具都非常的高品质。怎么来说高品质呢？是跟其他国家你看到的扭蛋玩具比较来讲，都是比较好的品质。而在这里我们东西是拿去被比较的，所以第五题我们就要以被动的 compared to their equivalents in other countries 来表达，所以第五题答案就选 A compared。 最后我们来看一下后面的两格，第六个空格写着 Of course you could always buy or trade for the missing toy in specialty storesBut most collectors prefer the blank six of trying their luck. 当然咯，如果呢你想要特定的玩具，你可以做交换的动作。不过大部分的收藏者还是比较喜欢怎么样呢？我们先来看看 A 的选项 ,excitement, 兴奋感 ,B, prediction, 预测 ,C, observation,观察 ,D, arrangement, 安排。由于呢在 trying their luck, 当你在扭蛋的时候试试手气的这样子的兴奋感，正是收藏者所比较偏爱的部分，所以搭配句意，第六题我们答案可以选 A, excitement。继续后面句子 This blank 7 kids and adults alike 就是因为这样子的兴奋感，同时吸引了不管是老老少少都受到欢迎，所以第七题我们答案就选 D appeals to。
Thanks for joining us everyone, we hope you'll come back soon. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.